Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Mysterious Minis, the weekly minisodes where we talk about new books and new events happening in store and online. This is going to be a short one. I know I say that every week, but we've only got three events to talk about, so should be a breeze, and then we'll get into some new books. It's the end of the month, which means there's also not a ton of new titles out. Next week is probably going to be the big one for that. So, we'll start right at the top tonight, Tuesday, July 27th. Justina Ireland is going to be in conversation with Preeti Chibber, talking about her new book, Out of the Shadows. It's the new Star Wars High Republic one. I loved this book so much. I still need to put my review on the website. I'm a little slow, but I've been really enjoying the High Republic stuff a lot. And we have signed books available because we got some early on sale for San Diego Comic-Con last week. We did Comic-Con at home over the weekend. And should be a good time. This is going to be at 5 o'clock. Like I said, 5 books. We've also got some special giveaway light up High Republic pins, like buttons. I think those are in very limited quantity, like even more limited than the signed books we have. So we will try to fulfill those with all the orders that come in, but those will go quickly. So, you know, make sure to put your order in right away. Tomorrow, Wednesday, 7 o'clock, Richard Lang is going to be in conversation with Jim Sherman. Richard's talking about his new book, Rovers, which just came out today as well. Brand new. I believe, let me pull up the description for Rovers. Two immortal brothers crisscross the American Southwest to elude a murderous biker gang and protect a young woman in this utter triumph and delight, from award-winning author Richard Lang. It sounds very, very fun. I am always a fan of, like, characters that have to struggle with, like, immortality and, like, what that means. It also sounds like they're maybe vampires. It says they're rovers, the nearly indestructible nocturnal beings who must consume human blood in order to survive. This sounds like vampires to me. I'm just fine. I'm excited. This is a really cool cover. That's tonight. I think we're doing signed-in personalized copies. So if you want to get a signed and or personalized copy of the book, please make sure you place that order right away. That is tomorrow. And then last event we have to talk about for the week, Thursday at 6 o'clock, Aaron A. Craig is going to be in conversation with Alexis Henderson. Aaron's new book, Small Favors, is also out today. I believe we have signed or personalized book plates available for this one. So if you place an order for the book, we can get you the book right away. It's probably going to be a couple weeks before the book plate comes in. You have a week from Wednesday to place that order in order to make sure that you get a personalized, assigned a personalized copy. I think that's it. Like I said, only a couple of events this week. Very light. You know, new titles. All three of the event books are brand new this week. Not a ton else. Glenn Eric Hamilton has a new one. Island of Thieves that just came out. Not a Happy Family by Shari LaPena. Dorinda Jones, A Good Day for Chardonnay. We've got a handful of copies of that one in the store already. Looks like that's all that I really have on my list, though. Like I said, usually the end of the month is pretty light. You know, we're going to have a bunch of new stuff next week because it'll be the beginning of a new month and we're gearing into August, which means we're going to start seeing holiday books really soon. I think we already have some Halloween stuff that came out like a week or two ago. So give it a couple more weeks and we'll start seeing Christmas stuff. I'm not ready. But that's just how it goes. Time continues to march forward. Thank you, everyone, of course, for coming out to support us at the Comic-Con at home, like Mysterious Galaxy grand reopening party kind of thing that happened over the weekend. Becca and I were there with a table to talk about about the podcast and the Patreon and to solicit some suggestions and ideas for like what you want to see with the happen with the show and like what questions you might have for us to answer. So we could do like a Q&A thing possibly. stuff like that. I'm going to include a link. I created a Google form, so I'm going to include a link to that in the episode description so that people that weren't able to make it out to the event can actually like leave feedback and do that sort of thing. So check, make sure you check the episode description in this one for that. That's going to be saved below, and we're going to be looking at those suggestions for future episodes very soon. I'm very excited, actually, just to like push into some new stuff that the podcast can do in the future. So that's going to be that. I'm sorry to like rush through this so quickly, but like I said, there's not a whole lot this week. So thank you, of course, for listening. Keep an eye out for another new minisode next week. I think we're also going to try to have another episode out. I don't think it's going to be next week. I think it's going to be the week after. But we're going to do our best to try and get those happening on a more regular basis. It's just been really tough with all the stuff that's been going on at the store lately. So keep an eye out, and we'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far away. I should do plugs, actually. Thank you to Austin Farmer for allowing us to use the intro and outro music. That's Kill the Farm Boy off his album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. You can also find the store on all social media at Mist Galaxy Books. Okay, for real this time. We'll see you again soon. Bye, everyone.